WTOP News Time 222.
It has been a tough year for movie theaters. Ticket sales across the country are down almost 20% from last year. Even this 4th of July weekend, which is usually a big money maker for the movie theaters, bombed. So what's going on?
Well, here to talk about it, Phil Contrino. He's the Vice President and Chief Analyst for BoxOffice.com. Phil, good to have you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You know, once upon a time, we knew the 4th of July weekend would at least have one big blockbuster film that everybody wanted to see. What happened this year?
Well, there were two factors that came into play. First being that 4th of July fell on a Friday, and nobody wants to open a new movie on the 4th of July if it's on a Friday. That's just not advantageous. The second thing is the other studios didn't want to sandwich a big blockbuster tentpole movie in between Transformers Dark of the Moon, which is a healthy movie, and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is also poised to do quite well. So those two factors contributed to a weak marketplace.
You know, though, it seems that even some of the same styles of movies just aren't cutting it this year. Last year was Iron Man 3, pulled in over $400 million. This year, Spider-Man 2, barely half of that. Are we done with the hero movies at this point?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's a cyclical business, really, and you have to keep that in mind when talking about this space. You know, we're coming off a record-breaking year in 2013. Not every year can be record-breaking, and the box office is only as good as the content is. And looking forward, 2015 will be most likely another record-breaking year. So this is kind of the calm before the storm, if you will.
Well, then why is the content down this year? Why is it just by happenstance? What do you figure here?
Well, you know, it's hard to make a blanket statement. I mean, one factor could be that in the summer, you know, you have a superhero movie followed by another superhero movie followed by another action tentpole, and they tend to hurt each other slightly. In some years, it happens more than others, and I think this year you're seeing it happen more than other years in that, you know, X-Men probably took a lot of energy out of Amazing Spider-Man and et cetera, so...
Now, Phil, you mentioned Planet of the Apes already coming out, but are there some other, perhaps, lights at the end of the tunnel here, other movies coming out that could save this summer at the box office?
Yeah, there are some very strong movies coming up in addition to that. Guardians of the Galaxy, another superhero movie from Disney and Marvel, looks quite strong. Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson, an action movie, should do quite well and appeal to female demographics that have the ability to really drive box office receipts in a significant way. So yeah, there is light.
All right, Phil, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, anytime. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here. Phil Contrino is the Vice President and Chief Analyst for BoxOffice.com.